Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, an independent educational consultant, and it is March 13th, 2015. And I have two people on the line to talk about mother-daughter's relationships. And first, I have Jennifer Maddock with Elevations Program in Utah. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And also Kim Williams-Redmond, also with Elevations in Utah. Hi, glad to have you here, Kim.
Thank you for having us. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's a nice sunny day in February. I read in the paper it was supposed to be, the weather was just about like May, so we might have low rivers this summer. But right now I'm sure enjoying it. Well, we're going to talk, the topic is the healing power of mother-daughter retreats. And my question is, why a specific mother-daughter retreat? Why is that important to really focus on from time to time? And Jennifer, would you start on that question?
Yeah, thank you. We know that within the family, the different ways that people interact plays a lot into how people behave. And so being able to focus on the mother-daughter relationship within that family system is key important to helping the girl heal, any child heal.
Okay, and Kim, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I mean, you know, I'm right along with Jennifer with the girls that we work with. Excuse me, with the girls that we work with, there definitely were patterns of problems with communication, resentment, grief, and loss that stemmed from the relationships that they had with their mothers. And we just wanted to take the opportunity to help them grow together, because oftentimes moms don't realize that they're parenting, the way that they were parented, and how that affects their child.
Okay, so it's important to do that, and the girls that... Well, everybody that knows girls and mothers have a very special relationship, and some kinds it's a little bit turbulent. And I presume the kids that you have there, it primarily, especially, are rather turbulent. And that's part of the reason why they come there. So tell me a little bit about this technique you use of working on that relationship with the retreat, the mother-daughter retreat you had. Kim, would you start with that? How did that go?
We did some experiential activities. We had our art teacher, also our science teacher, come down, and we had the kids work on art project using both nature and traditional art materials. Once they did that, they reflected on how their projects represented a part of themselves. And through that, there was a lot of commonality between both the mothers and the daughters. We also did some intensive therapy where the moms and daughters discussed issues regarding their ability to communicate with each other. A lot of the times from the moms, you know, they have been in crisis mode with their daughters and have the feelings that, you know, they can't do anything right. And the girls were able to address that and address, like, how they feel about themselves and how that interacts their relationships with their moms. And also the moms were able to see, like, how some of the things that they were doing, even though coming from a loving and helpful place, were actually not very effective for the daughters, and a lot of times fed into some of the negative self-talk that the daughters have for themselves.
Okay, well, let me ask a question on that, because it sounds like a large part of it is get the mothers and daughters to really talking and listening to each other. Now, why is having it in a group? You would have several girls and their mothers in the group. Why is that more effective than, say, just setting the mother and the daughter down together and help them, enable them to talk? Why is a group more helpful? Okay, Jennifer?
Okay, thank you. I think that getting them out of the therapy office, for one, says something, because we get to see how these girls interact outside of putting on that mask and setting forth their best behaviors that some girls do often in therapy in an office. So getting them outside of that office is important. The other thing is that by having the group, not only do the mother and daughters get to have the therapist see those interactions outside of the office, but also the peers and the other mothers as well. And so as we're doing these experiential activities, we're opening that up so that other people can give them insight and feedback on what they see in the ways that they interact. And sometimes they can normalize what they see. They can join with them and say, hey, we have the same problem. They also can give advice and say, you know what, we had that problem before, and here's how we dealt with it. Here's how we improved it. And so having that support system is like having a whole panel of therapists to help that family, and it's really powerful doing it that way.
Okay, how long was the retreat? Because I presume it's more than just an hour or two around the fire pit. How long was your retreat?
It was 2 days and one night.
2 days and one night. So, okay, part of that also is doing things like cooking meals and starting the fire and setting up tents or whatever, but having to do it as a group. Is that so that's sort of part of a bonding, too, of it?
Yes, that's correct. And we had the mothers and the daughters take turns preparing meals for the rest of the families that were there. So they had to work together to figure out how to feed a large number of people and work together to multitask to get those things done. And it was interesting to see, you know, at times the mom would take the lead and at times the daughter would take the lead. And a lot of times the moms were able to see and give positive reinforcement about the leadership skills of their daughters.
Okay, well, as a little bit of full disclosure, I had a daughter that was in a therapeutic boarding school a number of years ago, and she and my wife had a mother-daughter retreat, and even now, years later, both of them still rave about refer to it and sometimes rave about the experience. It did so much for them. So what sort of feedback have you gotten from both the girls and the mothers about the experience? What did some of them say? And Jennifer, you want to tackle that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. They loved it. Most of the parents that we had there had never had an experience like that, so it definitely took them out of their comfort zone. It also was an opportunity to learn new things about themselves and about the relationship. And so they absolutely loved it. We got very positive feedback. They enjoyed it. They're recreating. They're working together. The therapy piece. They very much would want to do it again.
I imagine some of the mothers had never really been out camping before. Is that that part of the new experience for them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Kim, could you explain a little bit about the feedback that you got?
Yes. One of the mothers said, you know, you guys need to make sure that you do this for the dads because they definitely need to have this experience as well. It's just that with the experience that the moms and daughters had this time, it was very intense. And so they really enjoyed it. However, there was emotional intensity to it. And so she just kind of laughed. And when she was talking about how her husband could also gain a lot from this experience. And I think, too, a lot of times since the moms and daughters have been in crisis mode, it was good for them to be able to just enjoy time with each other again, like, you know, taking a walk out in the wilderness or standing out beside the lake and just having that kind of one-on-one time. And a lot of times it has been, you know, several months or years where they haven't had that opportunity, and really cherishing it and looking forward to, like, having more opportunities like those in the future and, you know, giving them some hope where in the past where there's been a lot of hopelessness.
Okay, well, yeah, that's great. So it sounds like it was a success all the ways around. So if somebody wanted to know more about Elevations or more about the retreats or anything like that, how could they get a hold of you? Kim, you want to start that?
Sure. They could access us through our website, elevationsrtc.com, and be able to get further information. They could also give us a call, and our number is 801-773-0200, and then we could provide them with additional information that way as well.
Okay. Did you have anything to add to that, Jennifer?
No, I mean, we have very great staff here who, depending on what their question is, they can give us a call and we can answer it depending on what department it fits into.
All right, so there you hear it. That's a mother-daughter retreat that they had, and they, it's a therapeutic, intensive therapeutic experience that sounds very successful. And we've about ran out of time. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant, and I've been talking with Jennifer Maddock at Elevations Utah. Jennifer, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And Kim Williams-Redman, thank you very much. This has been very enlightening, and I hope you get a few calls from this.
Thank you so much for your time as well.
All righty. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report.